Father, in Jesus' name, we are so thankful, so thankful. God, thank you for this gratitude for your grace. Lord, thank you again for the praises and the honor and the glory for your grace. Lord, thank you again for the precious family of God. Thank you again for willing vessels, Lord. Thank you, God, for vessels that truly want to praise you for the glory of your grace. Lord, it's so marvelous, it's wondrous. God, how it is the word of your grace that's building us up. And God, it's bringing us in and giving us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And Lord, it's so mighty and wonderful how your word is true. And Lord, it works effectually in them that believe. And Lord, you are for us, Lord God. And even when we're otherwise minded, you make that known unto us, Lord Jesus. And oh God, we give you such great praise today because of your, again, your grace and that Holy Ghost, Lord, that brings that love and takes the love of Christ and just sheds it abroad in our hearts this morning, Lord Jesus. And God, preparing for a meeting in the air. Oh Lord, thank you again that we can take that rich grace, Lord, to believe you, Lord Jesus, that you will perform the good work, that you are readying us, Lord God, as that wife, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that will meet you in that moment of your most glorious appearing. Now, Lord, this is, again, your will. It is your purpose. It's your desire and plan. And God, in the Holy Ghost, the provision of the power of Christ to perform it in us. Lord, let us richly listen to you today. God, let us just allow you to open our hearts this morning. God, break up any indifference today. For those that might be visiting this morning, let them know that this is their message, Lord God. We thank you again for the exceeding great and precious promises. And Lord, thanking you again that we are your workmanship. And in Jesus' name we ask you, Lord God, do it. Hallelujah and amen. Praise his name. Oh, praise his name. Well, this will be a day of great surprise to me if we get through this without getting out of here. Praise God. All right. Lord wants me to speak upon today our spiritual nutrition. Our spiritual nutrition. That's right. And to really know that the Word of God is the most nutritional and vital food that we will ever, ever eat. And you know, as God, again, is so beyond faithful to us, he's a God that even reveals himself to us in nature. We know very well that our physical bodies, if we do not feed our physical bodies the right nutrients, the right diet, that we won't grow right, we won't function right. Matter of fact, we won't even act right. You know how cranky you might get when you're not eating, and how kind of crazy in the head you sometimes can become when you're not drinking, huh? Try not drinking water for a day. You'll be starting. Maybe calling your dog, maybe one of your children's names, I don't know. But we become very aware of a society that a healthy diet is of great importance. But yet, as the word of the Lord told us, that there would be a famine for the word of God. And I am so sad to say that our spiritual bodies are our spiritual bodies are so malnourished for the most part as children of God. And so simply, what would take care of all of it is to eat a balanced diet on the word of his grace. And you need to think about this. Every Christian, by God's grace, begins the same way. If you open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it tells us very clearly, and that's 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word
that ye may grow thereby. We all begin, by God's grace, with milk. There's no other way to grow, and thanks be to God, He brings that to us. And again, in the natural, it's beyond precious to see newborn babies just feasting on mama's milk. Different bottles and formulas and things like that, but it is a milk product. We know those things, but we see that that's just the beginning for these children, isn't it? We know that there's a need, even in our natural lives, to move on from milk, and that's precisely how it is with God. He wants us to move on immediately after becoming born again, born of God, to move on from milk as soon as possible and start feasting upon the full buffet of the Lord. And truly, that is the whole counsel of God, because, see, the word of the Lord, as you read this and you read through this, there's a theme that is like none other in this word, and that theme is grow up. Grow up, grow up, grow up. And as you read and study the word of God, the Holy Ghost will make that very apparent. But just as us parents, we love our babies. There's nothing like them. I look at their pictures on the walls every single day, remembering those little guys. But there is in no way I would ever want my children, nor would you want your children, to stay as babies. You want them to grow up. You want them to develop. You want them to mature. You want them to grow into all that they can be. And that is the truth. And see, that's the exciting part. And it really is becoming more exciting as I experience this in our home, even in our natural lives with my sons that growing through teenagers. And now I've got one that's almost reaching 20. But watching them grow up and by the grace of God becoming the wonderful, productive people and adults that God would enable them to be. There's nothing like it. We want to see that development go forward even in our natural families to their fullest potential. That's why we as parents give our children, if we're in our right minds, everything that we possibly could. You want them to have the right education. You want them to have the right foods. You want them to be involved in music and sports and all of these things that develop them fully in every single way, that they would grow up to be complete, challenged, ready, prepared for life. And how much more so it is with our Father and what His plan and the value in His plan and what He wants to present you to His Son someday. And I thank God for this. I thank God again for this precious testimony that we have even in our own natural lives. Now, you may think I'm rambling a little bit, but let's get right over to Hebrews chapter 5. And in Hebrews chapter 5, we'll begin reading from verse 11. And it says there in Hebrews 5:11, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." So when this kind of thing kind of goes down and says, seeing ye are dull of hearing, I think it's time you better hear. It's getting serious, because there's ones that are getting a little bit dull to hearing the things of God. "For when ye ought for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have a need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." I love our Lord. He hits you right in the forehead with His love 2x4 all the time. Boom! See, I have another plan, God. Boom! You know, I'm going to go over here and, you know, I'm going to be encouraged with this and that, and we're going to gather together today, and we're going to get all these churches, and we're going to do this and that, and boom! Knock it off. Grow up. Quit living life of something that's sensational and get in the real sensational. And that's my son. That's the word. Let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. I thank God. I was thinking about Jesus Christ again and how it was so precious. And He would heal and so thankful. And He was showing that, yes, I am God. Hallelujah. He that's seen me has seen the Father. Yes, very God of very God. I am. I can do these things because I am. I call 10,000 angels. I can, again, cause one to come back from the dead. I am. And he did those miracles. And then that's why they flocked to him. They wanted him to do more miracles. And what did he do? Did he say, well, I'll just show you how great I am and stand back and I'll show you more miracles? He didn't do a one after that. Because he wanted them to come after him for the one reason. I'm the bread of life. I want you to come after the word. The children of Israel knew his acts. But Moses knew his ways. And those children that grew up, their bones waxed in the desert. They saw the miracles, didn't they? They knew that God was able to do that. But they didn't know why he was doing that. They didn't know the ways of God. And brothers and sisters, oh my, we're even in the more perfect way time. Can you imagine that? In the time of a better thing? That's what the Bible tells you. Awaken. Awaken to the better thing. You talk about what we've got to feast on here. But what we just read, see, we read about strong meat, didn't we? You've heard that before. If you've been here on Wednesday nights, you'll read it in Timothy. You'll read it in Titus. You'll read it in Ephesians and Galatians and Colossians. And you know, there's a pattern there about strong meat. And where is that pattern of strong meat? It's in Paul's gospel. That's where the strong meat, that's where this solid, immovable, complete doctrine of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is found. And praise God, brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. And that's what was exciting the other day is having lunch with that brother that God had introduced me to, is that you feast upon Paul's gospel and you'll find Paul's gospel, praise God, throughout the whole Word of God. Adam and Eve will open up to you. The rib portion. Oh my goodness, that's Paul's gospel, isn't it? Huh? And it just comes running that same pattern all throughout the Word of God. It does. It puts on the Word of His grace goggles in your life. It puts on Paul's goggles in your life, if you will. It's the vision. Amen? And without a vision, what happens? The people perish, don't they? They don't stay in it. They don't stay with it. The flesh can only get sensationalized so many times and then it gets tired of it. But there's one thing that the Spirit never gets tired of, and that's the love of Jesus. Oh, increasing at an increasing rate today, I believe God has us rejoicing with the group that just might be that way. But see, this strong meat, praise God, it's immovable, it's healthy. It's the meat that must be eaten to grow up into Him in all things. And I have said this before to people, you need some more grace steak in your life. You do. You need to eat that grace steak. You need to order it and order it and order it. Hallelujah. And God's there to give it. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, if you never desire the word of the meat of the gospel of Christ, and again, that is Paul's gospel. And Paul's gospel, as it even says in Galatians, he tells you, preach no other gospel. He even said, if I come back here and preach, or another preacher comes, or an angel from the Lord would come and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. See, Paul wasn't giving himself the credit. He even said, if I don't have the grace of God with me when I come back to give you the word of God, and if I give you anything else, I would be accursed from this. Because I would be hurting your life. The Lord wants you to grow up into Him in all things. This is the age, brothers and sisters, of a readied wife for Jesus. And she's coming out from among the camp. There's a sleep. There is a great sleep upon Christianity today. It's very evident. The divisions. And we're starting to see, as the word of the Lord said, religions that started so well but did not stay with the gospel of Christ and eventually Ichabod is written over the door. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked, and His word is true. Brothers and sisters, we need to desire the meat of the gospel of Christ if we ever are to grow up into Him in all things. See, if we're just satisfied with milk alone, and again, this is not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves or anything of that nature. This is about the word of the Lord and what the Lord desires in our life. He wants us to get off of that milk, does He not? Did we not just read that as He said, and you can hear Him saying this, quit playing church. Quit playing church. Quit just getting together and thinking that this is how we're going to have it. And isn't this sensational? We did lots of big things here today and everybody got moved here today. But what did they get moved in? Was it moved in flesh? Turn with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This is Paul talking to the saints at Corinth, who are having some real sensational times. Listen to the word of the Lord. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, meaning you weren't able to eat the meat, neither yet now are ye able. And why? For ye are yet carnal. You're fleshly. You want to come together to satisfy your flesh. Huh? You've heard this said in this place many times, and I'll emphasize it. You want entertainment? Fine. Go get the best. It's down at the Pepsi Center. All right? It's okay. Go get it. But understand, that's entertainment. All right? If you want to go help some folks and have something feeling good about that, you know, I don't know what it might be. And again, I encourage you to listen to the Lord as He encourages your heart. That's fine. But brothers and sisters, when we gather together, may we stand in defense of the gospel of Christ, and may this place only be about the word of His grace. And that's not something to be proud in yourself in. That's just to be thankful in God about, honeys. It is. That's what will build you up to His pleasure. Don't you want to please God? See, and you know how you please God? With faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. And how does faith come? By building great roads and projects and getting everybody encouraged up because we have a giant band back here or whatever it may be. That does not build faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's it. I tell you, I don't know if you're about efficient about things in your life, and I mean this. You might be an unorganized sort. But there's one place that you cannot be unorganized, and that's in going after the Word of God. It must be efficient and it must be effective because your life is but a vapor. This is happening awful fast. We come through this life and it's gone. And Jesus Christ, He's here and He's ministering to us. And He says, honey, I want you to have my very best. I want you to have everything that I gave my Son for. Yes, I want to bring many sons to glory. See, these are the children we're reading about today that are feasting upon milk, and it's wonderful, and I love the family of God, and it's precious, and I love His saints. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, He has something for the mighty men. He wants you to grow up to be the mighty sons of God. He wants you to have a son glory with Him. That's what He wants. He wants that one, that body, hallelujah, like unto His own glorious body, that He can have that fellowship with, that He, praise God, will rule and reign and be glorified together throughout eternity with. That's who He is looking for. Just as in the natural, A grown man would not marry a baby, a child. No. He wants an equal. He does. I am not stepping into the divine equal of the I am. But there is a thing called grace. And I'll tell you, it's going to be the exceeding riches in the ages to come. That he's going to tell me how and why and show me. And it will never be exhausted how he did it. But see, the beautiful thing is right now, what faith is, it's believing. Amen. That's all faith is, it's believing. It's just knowing who he is and believing what he says. I cannot figure that out because his ways are past finding out. But the one thing I can do because of the grace of God that is with me is believe the word of God. That he said it, I don't need to question it. That you're God and you said it is so and it is done. Amen? That's the beautiful and simplicity of the gospel of Christ, brothers and sisters. That's what's so beautiful about Jesus Christ is he is the I am. Now, but our spiritual nutrition does not stop there. It doesn't. When we move on from milk, just as us parents know, teenagers often want to only eat what they want to eat. Come on. Sorry to pick on the teens here today, but you got to be the kind of the kicking horse this morning. And even though it might be solid food that they're eating and not just milk, you got to have a well-balanced diet to feed that body so it's healthy. And oftentimes, you know what I'm saying, well, I'm going to pick and choose what I want to eat. They rebel at the sight of vegetables, huh? Come on. I ate vegetables. I ate a whole slew of French fries every day. Huh? I get my milk and dairy and ice cream. There we go. You know how this is. But brothers and sisters, as funny as that may sound, if we think as children of God we can pick and choose what we want to believe, we're in a sad, sad state. We are. We must feed on the whole counsel of God. We must feed on Paul's gospel. If we don't, brothers and sisters, as it does tell us in the word of the Lord, go back there and read Galatians. It stunts your growth when you do not feast upon the whole counsel of God. I don't want to be one of those that, well, you ran well, what happened? I don't want one of those that, you know, I ate well, I trained my body, and then, ooh, what happened? You know what I'm saying. And it can happen in the natural. When we cease to take care of ourselves by God's grace, things happen. When we cease by God's grace to go after the meat of the gospel of Christ. Ye ran well, what happened? Who hath bewitched you is what happened. The ear gave over to things that were not healthy. Compromise came into a life and we started to feast upon things that are toxic to our spiritual bodies. Legality, carnal things, judgment, hate. Asking foolish questions, maybe, I don't know. Getting caught up into causes, that's foolishness. Don't be led away. You don't need to have that. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Not what the opinion of the weak is for the sensational crowd of Christianity. I'm going to fish with one bait, and that's the word of his grace. Praise God. There's something that just came to mind. I better stop on that one and he'll elaborate that to me personally. Now, let's go over to Acts chapter 20. There's such good stuff in here. Broncos don't play till tomorrow night. All right. Eighteenth verse. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day, this is Paul speaking to them, that I came into Asia after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with my tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now listen to this. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. Isn't that wonderful? He held back nothing, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jew and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, knowing the things that shall, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. All right, now, this is wrapping up. He wants us fully mature. 2 Timothy 2:17, that the man of God may be perfect. Had somebody ask me, said, well, brother, I thought I already was sinless. Well, you are sinless. We're talking about perfect, complete, mature. That sinless perfection, that was taken care of the moment you gave your heart to God. Justified. Can't sin, neither can he sin, can't commit sin. Done. But that's the beginning. Now, growing up time, maturing. And it says there in 2 Timothy 2:17 that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly finished. That means complete unto all good works. This is the vessel, brothers and sisters, that will be ready to rule and reign with him jointly. See, God wants you fully fit. God wants you strong. God wants us always in fighting shape. God wants us in fighting shape in and out of season. God does not want us to be a slothful group, brothers and sisters. God does not want us to let down by the grace of God. Hallelujah. He does not want us to take it easy. He doesn't want us to coast for a while. We have even found out in our natural lives that if we take off too soon, if we, as the whole goal is, retire, that can actually hurt you. They found out if you don't keep the mind active and the body active, you deteriorate at an increasing rate. They found out if you keep the mind active and the body active, oh my goodness, how vibrant you remain. And I was thinking, praise be to God of the examples we had. Our precious pastor, Brother Hill, amazing. Amazing how God kept that life. And then praise be to God. And I thank the Lord for my many sisters here today. Oh my goodness. Feasting upon that word of his grace. Hallelujah. They're grown up, but the beautiful thing about them, they're like a child at heart. I love it. Never stop having a heart that I don't want to miss a thing. I got to get to church. How about I got to keep on going? I got to keep on learning. I got to keep on growing. And if you ask them, praise be to God, ask them, when were the greatest learning years and moments of your life? They're right now. They're right now. If you think that the greatest moments of spiritual learning and gaining in your life were 5 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, I feel sorry for you. It needs to be right now. This is the gaining, brothers and sisters, of the glory that's going to go right on out of this world. The one that it says that is hindering, that must be taken out of the way, that's the bride, so that everything breaks forth. That the devil comes on as the roaring lion. This is amazing times, brothers and sisters, and she's so glorious that that glory is holding back all of that wickedness at this time. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Know who this is. That's the reason you got it, because you know who it is. But it's holding all that back. Praise the Lord. And it's increasing at an increasing rate in the vessels. Praise the Lord. And again, you ask these ones that are up in years, but just giddy as kids, and thanking God for the glory to glory that's ever increasing in their lives. Never seen the reality of the coming of the Lord ever in their lives like they see it right now. But see, that's just how Jesus always is. He's getting you ready for the moment of now, the moment of my appearing. And oh, what an appearing it's going to be. And as the word of the Lord tells us, that's what he desires, brothers and sisters. It's a fully grown one. It's a ready to be offered one. It's a fit as a fiddle. A vessel so ripe, praise be to God. A vessel ready even to be displayed and made known to all. I love her. Here's my wife. The grandest thing there ever will be. Don't you want to grow up for him? Don't you want that by God's grace? You know how pleasing that is to him? Naturally speaking, I'm telling you, I got a wife, and there's nothing more pleasing to me, but that cannot even compare who she is to him. Let's grow up. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. And Lord, we're grateful for this day. And thank you again that it's your presence that's graced us here. And Lord, we're grateful that your word, again, it does. It just builds us up and gets us ready, gets us excited about what we should be excited about. And Lord, allow us to believe your word today, even the more as we go from here. And Lord, that it works effectually in our lives, that we stand back and see the change in our lives from glory to glory into the image of you. God, show yourself faithful. That's who you are. You're faithful and true. And Lord, again, just work in our lives, opening our hearts today to receive the whole counsel of God. And we give you the thanks and praise forever. In Jesus' name, amen.